Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, Mark Lurie, Niagara Falls School Superintendent, joining us to talk about the reopening process, which might see a little bit of clarity come today. Mark, this meeting that's going to happen today with the Board of Regents, potentially some news coming out of that with a framework for reopening guidance, at least. Is this something you're going to be watching closely, expecting to hear a lot out of?
Sure, Brian. It's something that we've been anticipating for a while. Whether the actual portal opens or not today is in question. There's supposed to be some guidance coming out. The Board of Regents is meeting. And it's really when that portal opens, when each district, each of the 700 districts in New York State, has to submit their best thinking, I believe, on a reopening plan, which then will be reviewed, and the governor will make a decision by August 6th or 7th. So I think this is the beginning of a long, very sometimes winding journey that we're going to take till September.
Mark, how close are you to formulating that plan for Niagara Falls schools?
I think we have three plans, really, and I think every district does. One is to return with full PPE. One is that remote learning plan, and one is that hybrid. And the hybrid one is the one that's probably the most difficult and the one that varies from district to district the most. So we need to get a little bit more stakeholder input, I would say, in Niagara Falls, which we will do as soon as the portal opens. We have bones on each of those three plans. We need to put a little bit more meat on each of them based on what the guidance looks like. And we've been very cautious not to get too far out ahead of ourselves, because we'll then have to reconnoiter and maybe change something. So we have bones, and now it's time to put the meat on the bones.
What's your thought on the timeline that the governor laid out, where it's sometime in the first week of August when this decision will likely be made? Is that too late for a lot of districts' liking? Is that perfectly fine as far as you're concerned?
Well, I understand his logic that let's get the most up-to-date scientific data, but it really puts us at the last possible moment, because there's not going to take a lot of time to craft everything and get signage out if we're coming back or if we're doing remote learning. But we've got to inform a lot of people, and there'll be a million questions to answer. So I think that pushes it right to the limit. I don't think we could wait a day or a minute longer. The understanding is right that the science will dictate things and that we'll have the most up-to-date information, but that's about the deadline that we can work off of. We'd certainly like it earlier, but that's the field that we're playing on.
You know, my thinking, after talking to you and some other superintendents throughout this whole process, because you've been coming up with a number of plans, maybe the timing wouldn't be as late for you as it is for a lot of parents who are then, say the decision is no school or only limited school, would only have a few weeks to figure out, what am I going to do with these kids?
Right. Well, you're exactly right. But I would hope that based on what occurred on March 13th, parents would have some sense of if they need to provide childcare by now and what that could look like. But you're right. We have to think about the customer. I know the science wants to keep the customer, being the parent and the student, safe first and foremost. But it does take time. It does take time not only for the schools to get ready, but for parents to put long-term plans in place, especially if the district is going to go to some type of a hybrid system, because every hybrid return may look different from district to district, meaning half days for some, every other days for others. So there's a million different machinations within that hybrid forum that could happen. And that does put the parents right up against the wall, I believe.
Mark, if there is a hybrid plan that's going to be put into effect, are you possibly preparing for a shift, maybe an increase in homeschooling with families?
Yeah, we've heard from a few parents, yes. We've heard from a few parents that want that option of saying, listen, if you're coming back, we're not coming back. We just don't feel that it is safe, despite whatever the science and the governor says. So I definitely would anticipate an uptick in the request for homeschooling, or for the district to provide home instruction, which is not necessarily the way home instruction usually runs. So, yeah, that's just another area that we have to think about and how it impacts us if we're back to a full or hybrid method.
What's your understanding about how this decision is going to be made? Because the governor said he's making the decision, which would lead people to believe it might be a statewide decision, or it could be regional, or it could be district by district. We're not really clear on that yet. Are you more clear than we are?
No, I don't think we have any more information than you do. I would think, based on his comments with respect to science and the fact that the state was broken up into four regions by the Board of Regents and the interim commissioner, that this could be a regional decision, meaning that Niagara Falls and Wilson are much different than New York City and Long Island. So I would venture to guess that a regional kind of approach would be much more in line with what could happen, especially the way he broke down even the returns on the phases. So that's what I'm anticipating. Don't know anything more than you do, but I'm anticipating a regional approach by state. I think that's the best way to go. What we're doing here has to be similar to what our neighbors are doing in Niagara Wheatfield or Lewiston Porter. Buffalo and the other big five cities could be a different story altogether because of the density and the numbers that we just don't have as a small city school district.
It's hard to imagine that he'd be making 700 individual decisions, so it does seem very likely that it would be more regional. What is your biggest concern, though, with reopening? Is it transportation? Is it the actual classroom instruction? Is it sports?
My biggest concern is I just need clear guidance as to the proper protocol when a child or adult becomes infected in the building. Unfortunately, but invariably, that is going to occur. And if that guidance is to shut the school down for a day, 2 days, 5 days, it's going to be very difficult to open in a hybrid or full method. And because of the proximity in a city like Niagara Falls, many families could have a child in multiple schools. What does that say for the whole district? So the answer that I'm waiting for and the biggest concern that I have is what does it look like if someone tests positive, and how do we maintain HIPAA, and how do we, you know, what is the expectation for sanitizing and isolation once that occurs? I just have to believe that it's going to happen somewhere in some school in the state, and we need to have clear guidance that's direct, official, and is unwavering so that parents, teachers, staff feel secure with it. I believe we're capable enough to figure everything else out. That's my major concern.
Are you at all concerned that over the past week this conversation has become political? You know, and last time we've talked to you, we're talking about what doctors say, and you know, we're looking at just kind of what's going on with these numbers. And then as soon as you have the president and the governor start to talk about this issue of reopening schools, all of a sudden everybody has an opinion just based on who says what. Is that concerning at all to you, or are you confident that this decision is going to stay above politics?
Yeah, absolutely. You get concerned about that. Remember, education is born in the states. It's the right of the states by the Constitution. It's the property of the state and the local Board of Education. We have a very good Board of Education in Niagara Falls. Wise, smart, thinking. We have a very good staff. Education needs to be left to the locals to determine. Now, in this case, there is a real call for regionalization because of the proximity of cities and towns and counties. But we have to stay way above the political fray, and just kind of drown that noise out. Get our guidance, make our best decision for our locality within our region, and not listen to all the noise that's going on from politicians across the state and in the federal government. This is about the basic level of children, and who knows children better than local districts, local teachers, and local communities.
Mark, thanks so much for the time once again, and we hope you get as much information as soon as possible so you can make some of these really tough decisions. That's Mark Lurie, Niagara Falls School Superintendent, joining us live.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.